has cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Questions about retirement? Join Abe and Shelley Abish for the Retirement Key, Saturday at 2 here on WMAL.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, 95 southbound jammed up prior to getting to the Beltway due to the broken down truck after 212. So that's why hitting those delays right near the ICC. Just be warned here. Once you get past the truck, you're good to go inner loop. If you're heading in toward Greenbelt, no problems in beyond 50 and good down toward Forestville. Hit the next set of delays to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road. Now, the top side of the Beltway, pretty standard stop and go. New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue. That routine just underway, very slow. On the wet pavement this morning, 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, slow, a little break, and then Germantown into Gaithersburg. Definitely seeing that volume on the increase. Let's go into Waldorf, still with the crash activity. Route 5, Leonardtown Road at Route 5. I do watch for police direction. DC, 295 North, right as you come off the Beltway. That's where I'm seeing these delays heading toward the Naval Research Lab. Crash had been reported on the southbound side, but northbound with the impact here. Looks like we may have the activity northbound 295 near the Naval Research Lab. So that is definitely slowing that trip. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered mainly morning showers for us here today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. High 51. Upper 40s tonight. Warmer for the weekend. Cloudy with scattered showers Saturday around 60. More showers and low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Stafford, 38 in Greenbelt, 41 degrees in Washington. Teachers and staff are set to return to the scene of the Florida school shooting. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning on this Friday morning, 7:07, and we are at CPAC anxiously awaiting the president to hear what he's going to say today. At 7:15, we'll be joined by Mark Morano. He's the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. At 8:35, it's former Congressman Tim Huelskamp. He's the president of the Heartland Institute. At 8:05, it is Sebastian Gorka. 8:15, Ajit Pai. 8:35, Grover Norquist. Packed show. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. We're happy to be joined now by the White House correspondent for Breitbart News, Charlie Spearing. Charlie, known you for a while. Good to have you here on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, what a pleasure, Vince. It's great to be here and great to see you in person behind the microphone.
Thank you very much. It's scary,
love
though.
Isn't to Yeah, it's amazing thinking how far we've all come, but Vince has really done well for himself, and it's enjoyable to hear him fill in for a job that was once Larry O'Connor, another good friend of mine. So
yeah.
Congrats, Vince.
And Larry's going to be here today. Larry did a good job yesterday during CPAC.
Wow, high
conference.
Energy. That was great.
High energy.
Really brought the heat, and the media in the back was getting a little nervous, so I thought it was a great way to start the fake news media, and it certainly ruffled a little few feathers in the back there.
And it was one of a couple times, actually, that the feathers in the back were ruffled, because Dana Lash did the same thing yesterday, going after the press on the stand and going after the media for sort of the way they've been treating, especially this gun control debate. Interested always in sort of the Breitbart News perspective here. What is the perspective of CPAC as an event and its importance to conservative America?
Well, CPAC is always huge. You remember Andrew Breitbart came out to these, and this is where he really started making it a big impact, and when he came to Washington, D.C. and delivered some of these speeches.
Yeah.
And one of his last speeches, actually, was at CPAC right before he passed. So CPAC has always been really important to Breitbart. We love coming out here. We love meeting everyone here, all the activists, all the people that come out, and all the speakers. And here we are again. You know, I've been coming to these since around 2006. So
yes,
it's been a lot. And how the movement has changed, it's always remarkable.
Well, on the movement question, I noticed that, you know, in the years past, Breitbart has been a sponsor here and has played sort of a big role. This year, not as much. You don't see the sponsorships. You don't see the sort of the Breitbart involvement. Is there anything ideologically related to that, or is that just a financial decision?
Yeah, it's a financial decision. Last year, we really blew the budget, if you remember.
I know.
We rented a ship on the river. We had a massive party and really blew everything out because it was for us a huge celebration. We were the news outlet that covered the 2016 election. Got a lot of heat for the way we covered President Trump. So we really felt like it was a time for celebration. Look, now it's the midterms. Now it's not as energetic, and so yeah, this is just merely a financial decision. We have about 20 people here covering CPAC, so still very important, but yes. No big party this year. Sorry, Vince.
Yeah. Nowhere for Vince to hang.
As if I'd be invited.
As if you'd be staying up late now that you're your morning show host.
Yeah. you had said that the movement has changed.
Yes.
And that there used to be a lot of excitement. There's not as much excitement right now because it's the midterms. Two questions. How has the movement changed, and why isn't there excitement for the midterms? Don't we need excitement for the midterms?
Yeah, definitely. But I think this was really supposed to be a celebration of what's been accomplished. When you're in power, you start celebrating what's been accomplished and looking forward to what more you can accomplish. I think this year was a little different. We really started off with a somber tone with a conversation about gun rights. It's under fire again. We had the 1-2 punch of Wayne LaPierre and Dana Loesch. But I think when the president comes today, we'll be celebrating. He'll be celebrating his big tax cuts, and he'll talk about the midterms. He loves punching at liberals, so I'm sure we'll see a little bit of that. The audience will love that. So, and this is the closest thing he's going to get to a Trump rally, at least around Washington, D.C., right?
Is there?
Yes.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Is there anything the president has a couple times signaled things over throughout each debate that worry conservatives or make them a little nervous, and often in the end product is nowhere near as worrisome. But on immigration, signals about 1.8 million people for an amnesty.
Right.
On immigration, the idea that maybe even if he constricts chain migration, that it'll take about 17 years to clear the current backlog of chain migrants before it actually starts to pare it down. On guns, signaling support for increasing the age to, say, 21 to purchase some weapons. Each of these things, not the conservative position. These are sort of an open-minded approach. Does that worry Breitbart readers?
Oh, sure. And this is something we've had to deal with at Breitbart is his rhetoric. And he doesn't speak like a normal president would. A normal president stays in his lane and follows and is very careful about what he says. But Trump, as we've discovered, he's always open to everything, right? You can ask him any question, and he's like, "Yeah, we'll think that. We'll think about that. We'll consider that." And then you find yourself writing the headlines, but you still don't know exactly where he stands or what he's going to do. So when he engages in some of this rhetoric to please the left, to please the media, we write it up and call it straight. And obviously, the immigration debate was something that we were very concerned about.
Was that the biggest thing that rattled you this year in terms of something that the president signaled that he's interested in doing?
Yeah, I think our readers were concerned about what he was saying and what he was doing, in fact. And he came out with legislation to give amnesty to the 1.8 million, and that was concerning, and certainly, I mean, that doesn't help at all for Republicans in the midterms. It happens every time, right? It's like they get elected, and one of the first things they start doing is immigration reform and amnesty. It's like, that's not what the people are screaming for. This is what the corporate people in Washington are screaming for. This is what the Democrats are screaming for. So focus on our agenda first. Focus on America first. Let's get this done.
One more on Breitbart specifically. Obviously, a lot of attention has been paid to the site because of Steve Bannon.
Right.
Bannon, gone. How has that affected the site and its coverage, and what has that been like for you as a journalist there?
Yeah, it was so funny during the campaign when I woke up one morning and got the New York Times news alert that Stephen K. Bannon had joined the Trump campaign to manage it, and it was like, what a shock. It was like, we learned the same as everybody else, obviously. They didn't send us out any special notifications.
No previews.
Yeah, so we've been without Bannon since he joined in August, joined the campaign, and then he went on to the White House, so... in many ways, the site operated just fine without him. And we got along really well. Our editor-in-chief, Alex Marlowe, he's very, very keen with the news, very good on coverage, good at calling out the narratives and calling out the media. So when he left the White House and came back to Breitbart, he slipped right back in, but he wasn't fully engaged. Like he had a lot on his plate, and yes, he was politically involved in a lot of different political movements. And so I think he's going to continue that, and I think he made the right decision.
All right. That's the voice.
So yeah, now it's like when he joined the White House. It's a very similar, very similar tone.
Back in the same motions. Charlie Spearing, thank you. Charlie Spearing, the White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Really appreciate you stopping by. I know you'll be busy today, CPAC. 7:15 now. Traffic and weather first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Interstate 95. That's where we're hung up past the tractor trailer. Initially reported as just one stop, but I'm watching fire and rescue run down the left shoulder here. So southbound 95, south of the ICC after 212. Do watch for that activity. Now, once you get past there, you're good down to the Beltway. Next set of delays, topside, will be before New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. Inner Loop, you're doing great. No problems there. Now, for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, through Laurel Interchanges, watch for the heavy volume. George Washington Parkway, pretty easy ride right now. Brief delays passing 123 briefly at the Overlook. 66, I haven't had any early troubles for you, so you're still checking out fine. It's just been the volume delays. DC 295 northbound off the Beltway, slows to the Naval Research Lab. We report of accident activity along the southbound side there, but southbound brief delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers early, then cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 51 degrees tonight, cloudy skies, and a slight chance of a rain shower with a low of 48. Tomorrow will be considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers and a high around 60. And then on Sunday, we'll have showers, highs in the low 70s and lows in the upper 40s. Currently at Reagan National, 41 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
All right, joining us right now is Mark Morano. He is the executive director of Climate Depot. He's also the author of a great book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. I love politically correct anything, and I love this. And I love the fact that right on the cover, you have a review from the Daily Coast that says, evil personified. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's in reference to Mark, evil personified.
In direct reference to you. So we welcome you here to Mornings on the Mall. I love that. And I love the fact that you put it right on the front cover of the book. Boy, do you know your audience.
I've never interviewed evil itself, so this is a big moment.
This is going to be fun. The first thing that I have to talk to you about is a report that came out, I believe, earlier this week. Didn't get a lot of play because it's not going to get a lot of play, about NOAA and winter temperatures, having something to do with winter temperatures. 1943, they went back to 1943, looked at the temperatures, and it appears as if the temperatures, the numbers have been tampered, that 1943 temperatures were made cooler and the recent temperatures were made warmer, even though we had a really bad cold snap. I think it was 2013-14, was the winter of 2013-14, and those numbers were made warmer. Is that true? When I read that, is that true?
Yes, it's actually a long-term pattern, Mary, that's been happening in the climate change debate. Remember the old talk of the global warming pause, the temperature standstill? They came up with over 60 excuses to explain that, and then they decided to go back in the data and erase it. And they did that in the satellite data, in the surface data. This latest report from NOAA is consistent with all the others. They are cooling the past to show an enhanced current warming trend. So this is like if you had a company and you were losing a lot of money trying to get investors, you hire an accountant and you go back and redo your books, show record profits, and then you can make any claim you want. That's what they've done. The past is no longer sacred. It's like 1984, the George Orwell book. The past is no longer, it's a fluid past.
And we've been seeing this for a long time. Now, I guess you were pleased then with the president saying we're pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. That probably was like Christmas for you.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You were like, woo-hoo!
What I like to say is no other Republican president, other than maybe Ronald Reagan, would have done that. A President George H.W. Bush, a President Dole, a President McCain, a President Romney, a President, fill in the blank of any Republican nominee or president. This took unbelievable courage. Donald Trump stood up to the world, the media, his own party. Mitt Romney was urging him to stay in, many other Republicans. He stood up and told the UN no, and it was a meaningless treaty. Anyone worried, if you are worried about global warming, a UN treaty would be the most expensive treaty in world history to do absolutely nothing by their own models if we were were facing a climate catastrophe, which we're not.
So you're fighting this uphill battle with the media, because the media wants, you know, they're all about climate change. Because first was climate cooling. We were all going to freeze to death in the 1970s, right? And that's what they were saying. Then we went to global warming. And according to Al Gore, New York should, and Washington, D.C., should technically be underwater by now. Now it's climate change, because any kind of change is now man-made and bad. How do you fight that constant drumbeat, the indoctrination of our children, and what is blared across the front of the newspapers and mainstream propagandists every single day?
Well, first of all, you just have to fight it, because it's just such nonsense. And what's happened is John Holdren, Obama's former science czar, wanted to call it global climate disruption. And you're absolutely right, Mary. They went from the enhanced greenhouse effect to global warming to climate change. And what they've tried to do is they just throw anything at the wall to see if it sticks. And over, now they've shifted to every weather event is proof of climate change. Even blizzards, even record cold. Al Gore, who never warned of blizzards, record snow, record cold, is now saying, oh, this is what we expected. They never predicted it, but they expect it after the fact. Right. And one way they get away with that is almost every issue from sea level, hurricane, malaria, they predict opposite outcomes of everything. They have modeling studies. And so no matter what happens, they can pull up a study and say, we predicted it. You know, if you're betting on a sports game, if you predict both outcomes, you're a winner. And that's what they've done in the climate change debate.
You know, I'm always very struck, Mark, by the problem with this debate is the way it's framed up. It kind of makes it seem like it's the liberals who care about the environment.
Yes.
And it's the conservatives who don't. Because your disbelief is an indicator that you don't actually care about the status of the environment. But in my experience, it's the sportsmen, it's the hunters, it's the farmers who are the most sincere conservationists when it comes to the health of the environment. This debate, you've been watching it for a long time. It feels inverted.
Yes, it's been that way. When the debate about global warming goes forward, they literally try to intimidate people who don't believe as deniers, as unbelievers, as people who want to trash and hurt the earth. In the Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, I profile politically left-wing scientists, scientists who actually voted for Al Gore, scientists who belong to environmental organizations and are appalled at the global warming claims. They actually say global warming isn't even a top 10 environmental issue. And it's this intimidation is used to silence people, but in reality, it's actually neglecting and it's hijacked the environmental movement. One scientist, Dr. Dennis Rancourt of Canada, says it's hijacked the movement and real environmental problems get pushed to the side. I detail in here how the Obama administration's obsession with climate change put real environmental issues at risk that the EPA was supposed to be doing, like toxic waste cleanup and other things, because of this obsessive focus. So it's actually hurting the environment, this obsessive focus.
Do you think conservatives sit back from talking about the environment in a sincere way because they don't want to be seen as indulging this global warming stuff?
Yeah, and in fact, what happens is, and I was worked on Capitol Hill, Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Republican staffers to very conservative members, when we were debating the cap and trade climate bill a few years back, were terrified of this issue. They said, we can't come out against global warming. We can't be seen as anti-environment. So they've intimidated conservative Republicans, and this is what they try to do, to silence them. And that's why Donald Trump is such a breath of fresh air on this issue. I went to the UN conference in Morocco in 2016 with a life-size cutout of Donald Trump. They reacted as if they were vampires to a cross when they did it. I was escorted out by armed United Nations climate cops, and they confiscated my materials. I was sent out to wander in the desert of Morocco by me and my colleague Craig Rucker. This is what the UN thinks of Donald Trump. This is what the world, and it's just so much a testament to Donald Trump's courage.
If it weren't for climate change, that desert in Morocco used to be a verdant rainforest.
That's
right. So you know what? You could
have. Well, it's actually the enhanced CO2 is greening the deserts. It's increasing agriculture, plant growth. But they acknowledge that, but they've turned that into, yes, it's enhancing agriculture, but we're going to have more poison ivy because of this rising CO2. So they always find the negative.
All right. We are with Mark Morano, the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, also known as, personally, Evil Personified,
right.
Which is awesome. We've got more with Mark. It is now 7:24 on WMAL.
If you stand on it, we stand behind.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
It's now 7:25. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading in toward the White Oak area, 29 commuters. I know you're sitting in these backups here. The crash happened northbound on 29, just north of New Hampshire Avenue, right in, again, the White Oak area. But southbound, you can see all that activity. And from time to time, they had that left lane blocked. So southbound, the flow of the rush hour, very heavy. Coming out of Fairland back near Randolph Road. So southbound, watch for that extra volume. And then that continues down to White Oak. You break free, then past the Trader Joe's and down to Four Corners. Northbound, just have a brief delay at the scene of the crash. It's the opposite flow of the commute. On I-95, not much better. That's also our struggle point. Southbound, delays now before the ICC, and that takes you down past 212, where we had that broken-down truck now on the shoulder. Still a lot to check out, though. So now that lane's open, the pace slightly getting better, so I'm seeing some movement here as you approach the Beltway south on Maryland 95. Virginia 95, not eventful. Uneventful morning here, Dale City to Woodbridge with the volume. Again, Lorton to Newington. Update sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-Plus-HVAC.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cool today with mainly morning showers, high 51. Upper 40s tonight, more showers and warmer temperatures for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 42 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 888-957-7463, 888-95-SPINE, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E surgery.com. S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
On WMAL, we'll be joined by former Congressman Tim Huelskamp. He is also the president of the Heartland Institute. We're going to talk to him about those tax cuts, how they are reverberating around the country, and climate change. I think he might be skeptical. Also, that security guard at the school in Florida that did absolutely nothing when that shooter was killing his former classmates. It is now 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The funeral is set for today for the Prince George's County police officer who was shot and killed on Wednesday. But because it's a Muslim service, County Police Chief Hank Stawinski says it's going to be different. What usually happens, he says, is...
come in, process in, have a service, have a celebration of life, have a eulogy, and then have a long procession and an interment, and everybody knows that those take hours and hours and hours, rightly so, under that tradition that has evolved over years and years and years. This process is 90 minutes.
Corporal Mujahid Ramzadan was shot to death on Wednesday when he went to the aid of a neighbor in a domestic dispute. The Fairfax County School Board is calling on state and federal lawmakers to strengthen gun laws. Board member Elizabeth Schultz says, though, that when it comes to school safety, it has to be more than just guns.
The board needs to have a comprehensive discussion regarding the safety and security measures deployed in our schools, what current practices are in place at elementary, middle, and high school levels, and discuss the potential of incorporating full-time armed presence in all our schools.
President Trump met with state and local officials, including some from Florida, to try and find answers to improving school safety. Could armed teachers be an answer?
President Trump says gun-free zones are vulnerable to potential killers.
That means that nobody has a gun except them. Nobody's going to be shooting bullets in the other direction. And they see that as such a beautiful target.
And he says allowing teachers to carry weapons could increase safety. Some disagree, like Sarah Lerner, who survived last week's shooting attack in Parkland, Florida.
I have no desire to own a gun, carry a gun, shoot a gun, touch a gun.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 24,962. The Nasdaq at 72,10. Sports sponsored by Uber. The Wizards get a win in Cleveland. The Caps lose in Florida. College basketball. The Maryland women's losing streak reaches three. And there's Exhibition baseball today as the Nats meet the Astros, the O's take on the Rays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekends are a great time to drive with Uber. You can be earning extra money for the things you want, like buying tickets to see a show or upgrading your next vacation. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen stores big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end of model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The big screen stores big. Close out, blow out is a once a year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the big screen store's big once a year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach a Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have six seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten of the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident on Virginia's 395. And really, it's a very interesting in the area, right, where you merge off of Duke Street onto 395. Always have problems there with incidents. This latest one now with fire and rescue units on the scene blocks two right lanes. So 395 as you come off the Beltway, stay to the far left to get you past where Duke Street merges onto 395. Now beyond, watch for brief delays. Boundary Channel now, to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. DC 295, the crash southbound side near the Naval Research Lab. Northbound, we're checking it out, and we are jammed solid northbound from the Beltway. Now southbound, you get by it the delays south of Malcolm X, so not as big of a delay on the southbound side. Big problem still in Maryland as far as backups. The crash in the White Oak area, northbound 29 Columbia Pike, right north of New Hampshire Avenue, slowing through that area. But southbound, you can see it, so south coming down from Randolph Cherry Hill Road now to Fairland. Watch for unexpected heavy delays this morning pushing down toward New Hampshire Avenue. Then beyond, you're okay down past the Trader Joe's. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered mainly morning showers for us here today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies and cool, high 51, upper 40s tonight. Chance for more showers with warmer temperatures over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Burke, 38 in Damascus, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning. We are live from CPAC. It is 7:37 on this Friday. I am Mary Walter. Vince Colonnais with me. And joining us right now, former Congressman Dr. Tim Huelskamp. He is the president and CEO of the Heartland Institute joining us. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.
So glad you're here to join us. Now, you obviously are a conservative. You were elected to Congress in the Tea Party wave in 2010. You are now president of the Heartland Institute. Tell us about the Heartland Institute. What do you do?
We are a national think tank, happen to be based in the Chicago area. We fight for issues of freedom in not only here in Washington, D.C., but also in all 50 states. And we communicate with almost a million times a year with state legislators and promoting everything from smaller government, lower taxes, school choice, climate sensibility, and all kinds of things of issues of freedom.
So all of those things then that the Heartland sent President Trump to Washington, D.C. to tackle.
Oh, absolutely. We think he's done a tremendous job on so many issues, and that's exactly. But again, we're working here in Washington, but as we sit here today, 43 state legislators are in session, and so we're giving them things and ideas of promoting freedom, because we believe free markets and freedom can solve most of the economic and social problems in the world.
You know, it's interesting. interesting. You say you're headquartered in Chicago, which no one thinks of as the heartland, right? Nobody thinks of shit. When I think the heartland, I think of like Nebraska, and I don't think
Well, I'm from
Chicago.
Kansas, so that's my home. And but the Heartland Institute's been outside of Chicago for all kinds of reasons.
How hard is it? I would assume that your job and spreading that message in the heartland of the country is probably a very easy thing to do because those are your peeps, right?
Yeah.
How hard is it, though, in places like Chicago and you get out of the heartland and you get into the cities and you get into onto the coast? How hard is it to get them to even listen to your message?
Well,
how are you circumventing that?
Well, we mail and communicate with every state legislator in the country, whether Republican or Democrat, and we've been doing that for 30 years, and we provide some solutions. And sometimes what looks like a problem in Washington, D.C., and they can't get along, and at the end of the day, in some of these states, you do see some real solutions, on health care. Washington's not going to repeal Obamacare, but we have literally dozens of states are saying, hey, what can we do to enhance access? And that's something both Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives say, hey, that's part of the answer to a health care problem, is making sure you have access and affordability, and you do that with lower government regulations and not more government control.
And I think, and I'm sure you all know this state, but I believe it's Idaho, just announced last week that they are instituted. They're going to allow plans to be sold in their state that aren't restricted by the Obamacare regulations, that don't have those requirements. So someone who's a senior citizen doesn't need to carry maternity insurance.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone who doesn't have children doesn't have to have pediatric care, and they're going to be sued. They're going to be fought over that because that's what's going to happen. They're going to be sued over it. But those are the things that I would assume people in the heartland want to see, choice.
Well, a number of blue states are looking at these kind of things because Medicaid is health care for the poor that's paid for by the state and federal government. It's eating their lunch in terms of their budget. They're looking for more alternatives. Now, not many blue states are going to require Medicaid recipients to go to work, but that's what Wisconsin's debating today. That's what Kentucky has implemented and numerous other states. So I think we've got a grand opportunity because Washington's doing nothing other than you have HHS going to approve these options and these waivers, but we're working in dozens of states to promote things that actually will enhance access for health care.
Let's talk about tax cuts. And has tax reform made your job easier? Have you seen a change from people who were, no way, not Trump, voted for Hillary? Are they changing their tune now that they're starting to see their paychecks change?
I think that's starting to change as well. And I think you're going to have a starting to change when they see the economy continue to move. And we think it's making a big difference. But, there's been a lot of folks saying in the liberal media, the Tea Party is dead. Well, you wouldn't have tax cuts that would have passed, number one, without Donald Trump or without the Tea Party wave that I was a part of coming to Washington and say, hey, we've had enough. Now, on the other side, we've got to do something about the overspending here in Washington, D.C., both short-term and long-term, and that's what Congress needs to stand up and do something about.
That's huge, and I think that's something that the people who did send President Trump to Washington to do are very disappointed in him. Do you hear that they're disappointed in not a lot of cutting?
Well, there's just... No, I don't hear much disappointment about that. There's a concern about that.
Okay.
But a recognition is you've got a swamp here, and you can't always escape the swamp. And no matter who's responsible, that the spending bill was atrocious at the end of the day. They got to do something about it. And but when you have Republicans standing up and saying, Mick Mulvaney and Trump's budget's dead on arrival, it's like, well, wait a minute. What universe are you in? You just were praising the president. You wanted to support his economic plan, but you can't find a way to cut something from the budget. And so, but they have a long ways to go. But being out of Congress for a little over a year, it's just on that end, the spending is getting worse.
Yeah.
Republicans are the ones that are spending almost as much as Democrats up here. That's what I hear out in the heartland is, can't Washington, hit the swamp, actually find a way to cut a few billions out of trillions?
But you need to balance your budget the way I have to balance mine. In the minute or so that we have left here, let's talk about climate change. You had we just had Mark Morano on, who's the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. We just had him on. And that is something that I would assume people laugh at in the heartland, is this idea of climate change. And you're talking to farmers, and you're talking, do they support the idea of climate change, or do they also laugh at it?
They believe Al Gore is literally crazy. I mean, every one of his predictions have been wrong. Every one of them. And but what we've seen is a tremendous step in the right direction, obviously, with Donald Trump and Scott Pruitt, I think the best appointment he has made. But if you look at what Heartland's been doing for the last 20 years on this, we have identified the science. There was no scientific consensus about the climate change, that the world's going to be overrun and the seas will rise. But at the end of the day, a lot of folks are looking and says, well, let's look at the science here. And we hope Scott Pruitt will continue to do that and continue to actually have science-sensible policies, and we're seeing those out of the administration.
Yeah,
so we're very excited.
Scott Pruitt is someone that the left is going to try to run out of office, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
He's
done the cardinal sin by doing what he promised to do and doing exactly what Trump asked him to implement. So we're very excited, and he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, and hoping that this president continues to move in the direction in which we put him there to move in.
Energy freedom, energy dominance, and it is a pro-jobs, pro-energy, pro-economy message, and it is resounding not only just in the heartland, but everywhere as you see a growing economy. And that's one of our advantages as America, is our tremendous energy resources, so let's use them.
30 seconds, your predictions for the midterms.
Oh, it's going to be a tough midterm. Congress is doing all kinds of things that scare conservatives away, and the left is obviously excited and engaged because they got beat so soundly a year and a half ago. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This is former Congressman Dr. Tim Huelskamp, president of the Heartland Institute. Thank you for joining us
on
Mornings
on
the Mall.
You bet.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you tried to hire somebody lately? I tell you what. It can be hard. You post to job boards and hope you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check those job boards? For most people, it's pretty occasional. But there is a place where people do go daily to grow professionally, and they explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is there. LinkedIn. You're probably there, too. Updating your information, making sure it's right. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. I know we do. I've posted there because we get candidates that are better. Candidates whose resumes you don't want to throw out. Candidates you actually want to consider. LinkedIn considers those skills, those experiences, those location, and more to match and promote your job. Businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. So don't settle for posting and hoping the right person is going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit toward your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply. Now traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395, very slow, but change for the better. I just watched the VDOT truck move along lanes, literally just reopened at Duke Street. Everything put to the right shoulder. So coming off the Beltway through Landmark, stop and go, but improvement on the way. On the Beltway, inner loop through Annandale, heavy. And then you get a little bit of a break, and then you hit some of the stop and go near the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Definitely with the wet pavement in the area, slows our Friday morning trip. Through Urbana and Hyattstown on 270, again, as you come south of Clarksburg, off and on in toward Rockville. Now, the hang-up on 95 Maryland had been the stop tractor trailer, cleared out of the travel lane, so we are getting better. South of the ICC now past 212, that's the slowest stretch, and also trying to see some improvement here. 29 near the White Oak area, the crash happened on the northbound side of 29, north of New Hampshire Avenue. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered mainly morning showers for us here today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. High 51. Upper 40s tonight. Warmer for the weekend. Cloudy with scattered showers Saturday around 60. More showers and low 70s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 42 degrees, 748 on WMAL. Troubling news out of Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel yesterday. Cut one here. This is the Broward County Sheriff, again, describing how one of his deputies assigned to that school in Parkland, Florida, stood outside for 4 minutes as the gunshots rang out, and he chose not to go in. Listen to this.
But what I saw was a deputy arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in. When we in law enforcement arrive at an active shooter, we go in and address the target. And that's what should have been done. Devastated, sick to my stomach. There are no words.
He should have gone in. He didn't. He was the government official with a gun who was posted outside of that school, who was at that school,
yep,
and did not go in despite the gunshots ringing out and 17 teenagers being slaughtered in that school. Not all teenagers, and one of them, the football coach, being killed in that attack. This is a monumental failure, one of a part of a litany of failures by the government in this case.
Yeah, there were failures every step of the way. And for us, we look at this and we look at it with a more conservative brain. We look with it more of a brain that wants to preserve our liberties and be able to do that. So we look at this and say, well, why would you turn to the government to solve a problem that they've created? They've put steps in place to solve the problem and they can't follow the steps. And not just one level of government, but several levels of government dropped the ball with this. But liberals look at this and say, well, this is why we need to ban guns, because the government can't do its job, so we need to ban guns.
Peter Hassan over at the Daily Caller documented some of this, all of the government's failures. The sheriff's office in November received a call to say that Cruz, quote, could be a school shooter in the making. Deputies did not write up a report on the warning. They didn't even report up the warning. It came just weeks after a relative had called urging them to seize his weapons. The department also facing scrutiny for failing to use failing to commit Cruz under the Baker Act, which would allow the state to involuntarily commit individuals deemed a threat to themselves or others. This after dozens and dozens of calls to police about him and his declaration on a YouTube video under his real name that he sought to be a professional school shooter. The signs were there. The failures are abundant. There's a lot to address. 751 on WMAL.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and
Apple here, serial entrepreneur. Doing payroll is no longer a headache for our customer, Jeff.
I've used various payroll providers in the past, and none can hold a candle to Patriot Software. Their software is ridiculously easy to use. The support staff is knowledgeable and courteous. I am very excited that Patriot Software files my tax forms for me, not just providing the forms like other payroll companies do. As a business owner, managing payroll has been a long-time headache that I no longer struggle with thanks to Patriot Software. I definitely rate your company 5 out of 5 stars.
Go to PatriotSoftware.com to get your payroll pricing for up to 100 employees. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Time to check in on how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. Futures are higher with the Dow set to pop up nearly 200 points at the open. It's coming off a 160-point rise in trading yesterday, but the Nasdaq is having its longest losing streak since November of 2016. General Mills will buy natural pet food company Blue Buffalo for about $8 billion in cash. Shares of Blue Buffalo are up nearly 18% in pre-market trading this morning. Businesses are starting to distance themselves from the NRA, the nation's largest privately owned bank, says it will stop offering the gun group's credit cards for members. First National Bank of Omaha made the announcement on Twitter yesterday. And the Enterprise, Alamo, and National Car Rental firms have ended their partnership. A freeze is threatening California's almond growers, and this could mean higher prices. Citrus crops could also be affected. Steve Jobs' 1973 pre-Apple job application could fetch $50,000 at auction next month. I'm Leslie Pickard, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's no secret that Americans are more overweight today than ever before, putting them at risk of developing serious health conditions. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you feel trapped or unable to break the years of bad habits that have put the weight on, I'm here to tell you that EMP 180 Weight Loss is your path back to a healthy life. I understand what it's like to want to change your eating habits and get healthy again. And as someone who has successfully reached their weight loss goal with EMP 180 Weight Loss, well, I can tell you firsthand that the hardest part is simply committing to scheduling that first consultation. But once you do, and you meet the EMP 180 team, you'll see how easy the plan is to follow and how quickly the weight comes off. Take my advice. Schedule your consultation today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. They've got locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. Call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. 0180 or on the web at emp180weightloss.com. That's emp180weightloss.com.
All right, 7:55 now. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5 Series, Jamie Witten in the Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, it's a soggy commute. We do have some of the heavy volume around the region, but it is Friday, so that's good news. And also good news on 395, the crash now cleared from the lanes at Duke Street. Still seeing the arrow board on the right shoulder, but nothing remaining blocked. So 395 off the Beltway to Duke, the heaviest stretch, and again near the Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge. Here's the scoop on Maryland's 95, the incident south of 212 prior to the Beltway. That's been cleared. Delays easing in the White Oak area. The crash northbound 29 north of New Hampshire Avenue slows 29 in each direction there. And DC 295 north. You're still slow off the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab, but nothing left to check out on the southbound side. That was a rubbernecking delay. The southbound crash has been cleared. Update sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Well, call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. That's 800-542-9112. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy and cool today with mainly morning showers, high 51, upper 40s tonight, more showers and warmer temperatures for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees, 756 on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Jumpstart your cyber career with a degree from a respected public state university designated by the NSA and DHS as a center of academic excellence in information assurance education. Study cybersecurity, cyber technology, cyber policy, or digital forensics. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The Envy Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the Envy Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free kit. Call 800-795-5658 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Abrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, Dr. Haggard and I would love to bring out your perfect smile. Just like Lisa's.
After I had my work done, my husband had taken a picture of me and my kids together. I realized I was just smiling huge. I didn't have any pictures of me probably for the past 10 or 20 years with me having a huge smile. And it made me feel great just to break out in a big smile, not hide behind my hands when I'm talking. And it made me feel great.
At Cascades, we provide a warm, friendly, no criticism, no judgment environment. And with our full sedation dentistry capabilities, you can dream your way to the smile of your dreams.
The whole team at Cascades Dental was so welcoming. It's honestly, it's changed my life.
To hear about our many success stories and our amazing 10-year guarantee, visit CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
All right, we're live at CPAC. If you're stopping by, stop by to see us. More ahead, a lot more. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, I'm staring at him. He's ready to go. Ajit Pai going to be joining us soon, and also Grover Norquist. We have a heck of an hour coming up here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Linton Hall Realtors. The Fairfax County School Board is calling for stronger gun laws. Board member Ryan McElvain.
The Fairfax County School Board will unequivocally call on the U.S. Congress and state legislatures around the nation to adopt stricter gun control measures to protect our students and employees from the terror of gun violence that has plagued our country for far too long.
The resolution passed unanimously last night does not suggest any specific steps. In Florida, meanwhile, an armed sheriff's deputy who was assigned to the Florida high school where 17 people were shot dead last week has now resigned after video revealed he never entered the building during the attack.
Apparently, there had been an investigation underway by the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Scott Israel is the sheriff. That officer, according to their investigation, did nothing for at least several minutes while the gunfire was going on, while children and staff were being murdered inside the building. He said that the officer could be seen outside the building. It was his duty to intervene. He did not.
Correspondent Martin Savage. Funeral services today for Prince George's County Police Corporal Mujahid Ramzadan will take place in Lanham, but will be much shorter and more modest than most police funerals. Police Chief Hank Stawinski says there will be no color guard presentation or massive procession of officers.
Because of the bounds of his faith and his beliefs, those aren't appropriate ways to honor him.
The man who killed Corporal Ramzadan this week, meanwhile, was a wanted man. The Prince George's County Sheriff had been looking for Glenn Tyndall for weeks, but he always managed to elude capture. He'd also been ordered by different courts over the last 5 years to turn in his guns three times. When a pregnant Howard County teacher was shot and killed, allegedly by her boyfriend last year, it drew national attention. Today, the man charged with the murder is back in court.
Tyler Tessier is leaving his cell today to appear before a judge in Montgomery County Circuit Court for a pretrial hearing. He was arrested last September and charged with luring his pregnant girlfriend, Laura Wallen, to a field and shooting her to death. The judge ordered him to be held without bond. Court documents say after Wallen told Tessier she was pregnant, he got engaged to another woman. Each woman believed Tessier was dating her exclusively. Maryland law did not allow the state to file charges against Tessier for the death death of Wallen's unborn child. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sentencing is set for this morning for a former Metro Transit police officer who was convicted of supporting ISIS.
Nicholas Young, the first law enforcement officer to be charged with a terrorism offense, could face up to 60 years in prison. The former Metro Transit police officer was found guilty back in December of attempting to provide material support to ISIS, an obstruction of justice. He purchased nearly $250 in gift cards that he thought were going to the terrorist group, but instead were given to an FBI source. Young will be sentenced in U.S. District Court in Alexandria. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Organizers of the March for Our Lives gun control rally planned for Washington next month anticipate up to 500,000 people will attend. That, according to an event permit application, reports the Washington Post. There are calls for Missouri Governor Eric Greitens to resign after a grand jury indicted him for felony invasion of privacy. The charge stems from an affair the governor had in 2015, which was followed by an alleged attempt to blackmail his mistress with a nude photo of her.
He is sounding pretty defiant, which is the stance that he has taken over the last couple of weeks. He says that he made a personal mistake, but he did not commit a crime, and essentially calling this a politically motivated indictment.
Correspondent MJ Lee. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,962. The NASDAQ at 72.10. Sports, the Wizards pick up their third straight win, beating Cleveland. The Caps lose in Florida. College basketball, the Maryland women lose. And the exhibition baseball season gets underway as the Nats meet the Astros today. The O's take on Tampa Bay. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible seven-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate. And now your host, Frank Prindle.
If you believe that you will make more money by selling your home on your own instead of with an agent, you're not alone. But the reality is 90% of homes that begin as for sale by owner eventually go on to list with a realtor. Consider this. Studies have shown that agent-assisted home sales average as much as 30% more than owner sales. This means that an effort to save 5 or 6% in commission can actually result in 25% lost revenue to you, the seller. I'm a West Point grad and military vet. My guarantee is this. If you work with me to list your home and you get a contract on your own, I will help you